Green Acres is the place to be. Fun living is the life for me. Land spreading out so far and wide. Keep Manhattan, just give me that countryside.
New York is where I'd rather stay. I get allergic smelling hay. I just adore a penthouse view. Darling, I love you, but give me Park Avenue.
The chores.
The stores.
Fresh air.
Times Square.
You are my wife.
Goodbye, city life.
Green Acres, we are
there.
Hi, Sam.
All gone, Road.
Hi, Fred.
Doggone Road.
Hi, Mrs. Douglas.
A shush a történ hát nem Magyarországon.
Hello there.
Vicious Campbell, do you have to do that?
Do what?
Brush yourself off!
That's what I'm trying to do. You know, according to the regulation 42C in the county agent's manual, a county agent must present a neat and tidy appearance at all times. Or that 42C. Just wrap it up and I'll take it with me.
Take what?
That the soil sample you went and analyzed.
I gave you that last month.
You did? What did it look like?
It looked like soil.
Yes, now I remember. I sent it to the department in Washington.
Now, what happened to it?
Oh, they refused it. Well, they didn't refuse it. They just didn't believe it.
Mr. Kimball.
I got a very interesting report back from them. Yeah, they found that your soil is composed of 5% dirt, 95% dust, and 2 rocks, which they weren't interested in.
Oh, you dirty...
They wanted me to find out what kind of cactus you were growing here.
I'm not raising cactus. I'm raising tomatoes.
Mr. Douglas, you think you know more than the Department of Agriculture? Do you realize that back there in Washington, we have a tall, thin building? No, that's the Washington Monument. But across the street is... No, that's a Smithsonian Institute.
Mr. Kimball, why don't you write to him and find out exactly where it is?
Say, that's a good idea. Well, I certainly am glad I dropped by and talked to you.
Lisa, it's stifling in here. Why don't you open the windows?
Because the dust blows in from the road.
Is lunch ready?
Yes, I cooked some cold cuts.
How do you cook cold cuts?
I took some hot cuts and I put them in the refrigerator.
That's logical.
What's logical about it?
I'm just trying to be friendly.
Well, you're not succeeding. Where are the cold cuts?
Well, you were late in coming in, so I put them in the stove to heat them up so I could fresh cold them for you.
Don't look at me. I don't know anything about cooking.
Well, that's a hot one. They're still cold. I forgot to light the stove.
They'll be fine this way.
Hey, why don't we eat outside under the tree? It'll be a lot cooler.
How does that grab you, oh Lord and Master?
Fine.
Good. I wouldn't want to arouse your ire, sire.
Just take the stuff outside.
Allow me.
Why don't you get some bread and we have sandwiches?
Yes, where is it?
A drucker's store.
Huh? Arnold,
wants to know if he can have a bottle of soda pop.
Help yourself. It's your move.
Well, let me see.
Get out of there, Arnold. You'll melt all the ice.
Well, how is he going to get the soda pop?
Well, I'll get it for him.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, Mr. Douglas.
Howdy. What's he doing in there?
Trying to get a soda pop. He wants to know if you want one.
Oh, no thanks.
He says he'll treat.
No thanks. I just want a loaf of bread.
I'll get it for you.
Sit down, it's your move.
Oh, well,
Mr. Douglas, Arnold wants you to open it for him.
I'll open it for him.
Sit down, it's your move again.
Well, there's an opener on the counter. Hi, Sam. Doggone it, I forgot to tell Mr. Douglas to close the door.
Sit down, it's your move again.
Well, I don't want any more dust blowing in here.
Arnold, I'll close the door. Arnold, close the door. You want him to lock it?
Now, how could he possibly...
He wants his soda pop.
Huh? What's the matter? You want a glass?
No, he wants a straw.
Oh, for the love of...
There's someone on the counter.
There.
Have you been bothered by much dust over to your place?
Oh, we certainly have. You know, I think we ought to get up a petition and have that road paved.
And we did that.
Oh, yeah, the road department appropriated the money. We're all set to go.
All right. Oh, I'm glad to hear that. When did that happen?
20 years ago.
It was 25.
25?
Come to think of it, it's 30.
Look, gentlemen, if the money was appropriated 30 years ago, why haven't you done something about it?
Well, by the time we're real annoyed with the dust, it's winter, and we get annoyed by the mud.
Look, I don't understand you people. You let everybody walk all over you. Now, if the money was appropriated, we're entitled to have the road paved. Now, who can we talk to?
Well, there's...
Don't tell him, or he'll talk to him.
Why shouldn't I?
Well, we've had the approval and the appropriation for 30 years. We don't want to lose it.
Can you imagine those claw heads?
When are we going to the county seat?
I never said we were going to the county seat.
Well, every time you talk about those clodheads, that's where we end up. County seat.
Yes, well...
Unless you talk about those mallet heads, then we end up at the state capitol.
I never...
Then there is that other head where we end up at the White House.
Lisa...
When it comes to heads, you've got one for everybody.
I'm not getting involved in this. If these people aren't interested in doing something for themselves, then why should I get involved, huh?
That's right.
They never appreciate the times I went to bat for them.
Or the times you struck out for them either.
If they like their dusty road, let them keep their dusty road. Why should I aggravate myself? I'm just an outsider to them. They want me to mind my own business, I'm going to mind my own business. Ah. Oh, those clodheads!
Give me 10 minutes to fix my makeup and we can be on our way to the country seat.
Did you say that the money to pave this road was appropriated 30 years ago?
That's right.
He also said you were a clodhead.
I beg your pardon?
Lisa, will you stay out of this?
Well, I just want to keep the record straight. Mm.
Would you mind telling me why you've waited so long to bring this to the county's attention?
I didn't know anything about it. I wasn't living in Hooterville 30 years ago.
I wasn't living any place 30 years ago. You see, I'm just 23.
I don't think I can help you.
Why not?
Well, in the first place, you're in the wrong office.
Isn't this the county road department?
Oh, no, they moved that last week.
But the name is on the door!
They're moving that next week.
Oh, those mallet heads!
Okay, let's go to the state capitol.
Mr. and Mrs. Douglas,
come in, Senator.
Always glad to meet my constituents. Thank
you. What's a constituent?
Somebody who voted for him.
Well, I didn't vote for him. Well, you didn't vote for him either. I remember you said you wouldn't vote for a melonhead like him if he were...
Lisa!
Senator! Senator, you look very familiar to me. Didn't I see you someplace before?
Well, I
know. You were on the late movie the other night. He was dancing with Shirley Temple.
No, that was George Murphy.
Who?
He's a United States Senator now.
Oh, you must be the fellow that was in Death Valley Days.
No, that was Ronald Reagan.
Who?
Ronald Reagan. He's the governor of California.
But then, which movie star are you?
Lyle Talbot.
Oh, I guess I never saw you.
Lisa, please, will you? Look, Senator, we live in Hooterville, and we need your help.
Well, if you live in Hooterville, you do need my help. Now, what kind of a job are you looking for? You're domestics? You work as a couple?
Oh, no.
Wait a second. Let's find out how much the job pays.
We're not looking for a job. I'm a farmer.
Oh, you want some free seed.
No, I...
Wait a second. You blew the job. Now, don't blow the seeds.
Lisa, please, will you stay out of this? Look, Senator, we're here to talk to you about our road.
Oh, did I promise you a road?
No, we have a road.
And you want another one?
No, we just want the one we have paved.
You see, the dust comes in through the windows.
I'm sorry, but the county has used up its entire road appropriation.
The money for this was appropriated 30 years ago. It's never been used.
That's very unusual. Did you talk to the county road department?
I talked to a man named Gordon.
Yes, he was in the right office, but he didn't have his door moved.
He didn't have his...
The point is, the money is there. The road needs paving. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I'll look into it immediately.
So, I gave all the facts to Senator Talbot, and he promised he'd give us some action.
Well, I think that's wonderful. Don't you, Fred?
I'm observing judgment on this till we see just how bad this thing's gonna work out for us.
Why should it work out badly?
Because every time you put in your 2 cents, it ends up costing us four.
Mr. Ziffel?
No offense intended. I'm just speaking from bitter experience.
Fred, instead of insulting Mr. Douglas, you ought to be thanking him for what he did for us.
We don't know what he did yet.
I didn't do anything.
Then why should I thank you?
Look, I don't know what you're all so worried about. All they're going to do is to pave the road. Now, what can possibly go wrong?
Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas! Mr. Douglas!
I'm in here.
Oh, when did you come in?
I've been here all the time.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm...
Boy, you should see what's going on over at the Ziffels.
What?
Oh, did you find Mr. Douglas?
Yeah, there he is.
Oh, when did you come in?
What's going on at the Ziffels?
I don't know. I wasn't there.
I was. Holy golly. You wouldn't believe it. There's a man over there with a big bulldozer, and he's gonna knock down their house.
Why?
He says it's in the way of the new road.
What new road?
The one you ordered.
I didn't order.
Well, somebody did. You'd better grab your civil defense helmet and get over there. This is war.
Mister, will you put the gun down?
Not till you get off of my property.
I'm only doing my job.
Fred, can't I get up?
No.
He might run me over.
He ain't gonna run over you. He don't want to take a chance of ruining a good bulldozer.
Hey, what's going on here?
Oh, Mr. Fixit, I'm glad you come over. It saved me going over to your place to shoot you.
Don't point that at me.
Oh, nice to see you, Miss Douglas. Oh, hello there, Mrs. Ziffel. What are you doing down there?
Fred's used me as a human roadblock. Fred, can't I get up?
No.
What's this all about?
I got orders from the county road department to knock this house down.
Why?
According to these specifications, we're supposed to straighten out the curve back there and run the road right through here.
No, no. We don't want the road straightened. We just want it surfaced.
Mac, all I know is some crumbhead went up to the state capitol and raised a big stink about this.
I didn't go... Look, I am not a crumbhead. Now, you look here. You can't just show up and level a person's home. The state has to condemn it first and then buy it.
It was condemned.
When?
30 years ago.
What?
No, I'm wasting my time.
Hey!
Fred!
Don't worry, Doris. He's just bluffing.
Suppose he ain't.
That's a chance we have to take.
Ladies, you ain't accomplishing nothing. All I gotta do is back up and go around.
I wouldn't do that if I were you.
Lady, get up.
Well, Miss Douglas, you could get hurt.
Well, what about me?
Lie down, Doris.
Look, I'll go to court and get a restraining order against those mallet heads.
Well, back to the state capital.
Mr. Douglas.
Mr. Haney, I can't talk to you now. We're leaving for the state capital.
That's why I'm here, to keep you from making a fool of yourself, for which there will be no charge.
Well, that's very nice of you, but I...
Now, shall we get to the part for which there will be a charge?
Whatever you're selling, I'm not interested.
Then, will you sign this?
What is it?
It's a document releasing me from responsibility for your jail sentence.
What jail sentence?
The one you're going to get for punching Senator Talbot in the nose.
I have no intention of punching him.
Nobody goes to the state capitol with the intention of punching their state senator, but it happens all the time.
Believe me, Mr. Haney, I am not going to lay a finger on him.
You mean you're just going to sit there whilst he sneers at you and tells you that there's nothing he can do about knocking down Fred Zippel's home?
Nobody is going to touch Mr. Zippel's home. I got the judge to issue a restraining order.
Senator Talbot can unrestrain that judge, unless you was to avail yourself of the services of Big Joe Haney.
Big Joe Haney?
Shh. That ain't a name to bawdy about.
Bawdy.
Now, for a slight fee, I will call Cousin Big Joe and have him grease the senator for you.
Mr. Haney, I think I'm perfectly capable of greasing the senator myself.
Well, I don't think you got the stomach for it.
But your cousin Big Joe does, huh?
Yeah. He weighs 400 pounds. That's why they call him Big Joe.
Well, thank you very much for the offer, but I don't anticipate any trouble.
Well, in case you find a tide running against you, just drop by Cousin Big Joe's hot dog stand at the corner of Main and Elm and ask for a mustard with a hot dog on it.
Mustard with a...
That's the password. Big Joe will know that I sent you, and he'll put a bug in the governor's ear.
The governor?
Yeah, he drops by Joe's stand every day for a hot dog. And that's when Cousin Big Joe does his lobbying.
Thank you very much, but...
Now, I'll handle the financial arrangements from this end. So don't pay Big Joe for nothing but the hot dog.
Oliver, I'm ready.
Mrs. Douglas, may I be the first to wish you and your husband a bon of a voyage to the state capital.
Thank you.
And don't forget Cousin Big Joe.
Who is that?
Oh, that's some shady relative of Mr. Haney's we're supposed to mention to the senator in case we get into trouble.
Mr. Douglas, I'm sorry, but there's nothing I can do.
But, Senator...
May I remind you that you're the one who came in here and brought the whole matter to my attention. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Lisa, the senator was talking to me.
Oh, well, was what he said correct?
Yes.
You were correct about your correct.
I've gone to a great deal of trouble to find the records and to activate the project. It will be done just as it was planned 30 years ago. The road will be paved and straightened.
But if you do that, you'll have to tear down Mr. Ziffel's house.
Well, according to this, Mrs. Ziffel doesn't own the house. The state purchased it 30 years ago for
$150. $150? Oh, it's worth 100 times that today.
Well, I'm sorry, but he sold it. And we've been letting him live there for the past 30 years without charging him rent.
Well, that's darn nice of you.
I think it's nice of them, too.
I didn't mean it was nice of them.
Well, that's what you said.
I was just being sarcastic.
Well, next time, put out a sign or something.
Lisa, will you please stay out of this? Senator, I'm sure Mr. Ziffel would be glad to give you back the $150 you paid him for the house.
Mr. Douglas, what kind of a stupid state do you think this is? To sell a house worth $15,000 for $150?
That wouldn't be very smart.
If you don't keep quiet, I'm going to make you sit out in the outer office and read some of the senator's dull speeches.
Dull? Now, see here.
May I say something?
What?
Big Joe Haney.
Big Joe Haney? Do you know him?
Yes, he's the cousin of a friend of ours.
Well, why didn't you say so when you came in? I'm sure everything can be arranged to your satisfaction. The road will be resurfaced, and Mr. Ziffel will get his house back for exactly what the state paid him for it.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
And as soon as we finish work on the road, I'll see to it that construction starts on your dirigible mast.
I just can't believe it.
Believe what?
Well, that Mr. Haney finally told us something that was halfway true.
That is like my father used to say. You show me a man who is all bad, and I show you my brother-in-law.
I just can't get over the way the senator changed when you mentioned Big Joe Haney. I wonder what he's got on him.
Hot dogs.
What?
You see, I think the way Big Joe works, he got the senator hooked on hot dogs, and if he doesn't do what he wants him to do, he cuts off his supply.
He cuts off...
There is nothing worse than having a hot dog monkey on your back.
Mr. Douglas, guess what? The town's taking up a collection for you for getting the road paved.
They are?
Yeah, they're going around to all the farms in the valley collecting chicken feathers. And Mr. Ziffel's donating the tar.
Tar and feathers?
Isn't that nice?
What? It's the only thing they could think of since Mr. Edmund left town. He was the only one who knew how to make a hangman's knot.
What are you talking about? Why should they be angry with me?
Oh, I guess you didn't hear about the assessment to pay for paving the road.
Well, they've already appropriated the money.
Yeah, $7,000. But that was 30 years ago. Today it's going to cost $22 million.
What?
Mr. Ziffel's share is $8 million. Mr. Drucker's is $7,500,000. And yours is $10,200,000.
Well, they're not going to get away with this. I'll have a talk with those bubbleheads.
Well, then I have to buy a whole new wardrobe.
What for?
Well, if you're going to the White House, I can't wear these rags. Been a Filmways presentation, darling.